Don't accuse me of being against the Second Amendment when you don't know me. That's just baloney, and I'm not going to stand for it.
That was Paul Sadler, 2 days after his shootout with Ted Cruz over guns, hunting, and the Second Amendment. Sadler wanted Texas voters to know he's an avid hunter who strongly supports gun ownership. During an interview with KERA, he rattled off the weapons in his personal arsenal to prove it.
Well, I have a Seiko 30-06 and a Seiko 270. I have a Weatherby 300 that I went elk hunting with. I have a Remington shotgun, but my primary shotgun is a Benelli.
And Sadler went on to name 3 or 4 additional guns. Sadler's argument with Cruz over guns began in a bizarre way during last week's debate. The moderator was pressing Cruz to answer a question on immigration when the Republican shifted direction and took aim at Sadler.
Mr. Sadler has opposed Second Amendment rights. I have fought for Second Amendment rights.
What is that?
Sadler fired back.
Do you even own a gun, Ted?
I do.
Do you hunt?
The two continued to argue, with Cruz correctly claiming that Sadler voted against concealed handgun legislation when he was in the Texas House of Representatives. Sadler says he voted against the 1993 bill because the legislation would have made it a crime to hide the gun in a purse or vehicle glove compartment.
And I thought that it was a problem with a lot of people being charged with criminal conduct when they didn't deserve to be.
Meanwhile, Sadler challenged Cruz to prove his Texas heritage by revealing whether he hunts. When Cruz didn't answer that question during the debate, reporters asked again during a press conference.
Tell us what you hunt, and do you believe the U.S. Senator from Texas should hunt?
That's an issue he's trying to raise. I'm focused on the issues.
Being a gun owner and a hunter is just one of those boxes under the column Texan that you have to check.
SMU political science professor Cal Gilson says the importance of literally hunting for votes is as old as Texas politics.
LBJ used to hunt with the big ranchers in South and West Texas. Doff Briscoe hunted his own extensive lands in South Texas. And every politician since, including Ann Richards, had to prove her bona fides with a shotgun and a dove on the other end of it.
In 1994, for example, Governor Richards and her opponent, George W. Bush, were locked in a close race. On the first day of dove hunting season, both shouldered shotguns and put the birds in their sights. Richards hunted every year. Bush borrowed a gun, then accidentally shot an endangered killdeer and was fined $130. Bush still won the election, and Gilson says that underscores a point. In a red state like Texas, the National Rifle Association nearly always backs the Republican. In this race, for example, the NRA has endorsed Cruz. Gilson says most Second Amendment voters just assume Republicans won't support gun restrictions.
A Republican just has to be for gun ownership, even if they don't know what end of the gun the bullet comes out of.
Still, Sadler is steamed over Cruz attacking him on this issue, and he wants Cruz to fess up. What kind of weapon does he own? If he hunts, what does he hunt?
Well, it's not a prerequisite for being a senator, but if you're going to accuse me of not defending the Second Amendment, then I want to know how serious you are about it.
The Cruz campaign did respond to KERA by saying law-abiding citizens are not required to disclose the firearms they own, but anyone lawfully entering Cruz's home is likely to encounter a .357 Magnum. A spokesman adds Cruz had hoped to dove hunt over Labor Day, but his hectic campaign schedule prevented it. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.